The Tasmanian Christmas Carnival Series gets underway today at Rosebery, and then it continues on up the coast in Launceston as well. And part of the series again this year is the New Gen Carnivals, which are for the youngsters from about 11 or 12 upwards, I think. But to tell us a bit more about it, the coordinator is Jared Leary, who joins me now. Good morning, Jared.
Morning, Barton.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Now, for people who haven't heard of the New Gen concept, and I think it's been going now for maybe 6 or 7 years or even longer, just explain what it's all about.
It's basically for junior athletes between 10 and 16-year-olds to come and try handicap running. The majority of entrants, we have pretty much equal numbers of boys and girls. It gives them an opportunity to run in front of a big crowd and to run off a handicap system which gives them a chance to be successful depending on their age and ability. So the main emphasis is on actually participating and having fun, and we've had a very good response. We have up to 100 athletes. I think a couple of years ago we had 140 who participated in the series.
I think when it originally started it was just Devonport and Burnie, but now you've already had one round at Devonport last week. Then you've got Devonport, Hobart and Burnie for the remaining three.
Correct, yep.
So we're looking at varying distances. We have the sprints, but also I think we have up to 800 metres or maybe even a 1,500 metres.
Yeah, we have New Gen at Hobart, where we have 100, 300 and 800 metres. And at Devonport, 100 metres, 400 and 1,600. And Burnie, 120, 400 and 1,600.
And I've really enjoyed watching them as a spectator, and I'm sure that a lot of people has as well. And the crowd really get involved. It's not just, oh, well, let's just have a break and go to the toilet and get something to eat because the kids' events are on. The crowd really enjoy them, don't they?
Yeah, they certainly do. We've had some the pleasing aspect of it, as well as the enjoyment of the crowd and the young athletes, is that we've had quite a number over the last 2 or 3 years progress through to run in the major TAL, Tasmanian Athletic League events, which has given them that a lot of junior sport, it's very hard to progress them through to senior competition, but it does appear to be having quite an impact. We've had some excellent competitors like Chelsea Scollier, who's now running in the senior events, Tom Winkle. And it gives these young athletes who are nationally ranked an opportunity to perform in front of a big crowd. They're giving away substantial starts to other runners, and the crowd like that. And we just hope that we get fairly even finishes, and generally it works out that way.
Yeah, I think what you're describing there was the word pathway. You hear it used a lot these days with sport, but that's certainly what the New Gen is providing, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it certainly is. I don't know the figures this year, but I know last year we had between 12 and 14 new TAL athletes, and all of them had progressed through New Gen events.
Okay, now I don't think the series points or anything like that, so even though you've had one event already, it's not too late for youngsters to enter the next three?
No, the entries close on the 19th, which is Sunday night.
Okay, tomorrow night, yep. Tomorrow night, so just head to Tasmanian Athletic League Facebook page or website?
From the tal.org.au. Which is the website, and there is a button there for New Gen entries.
Okay, and I've had a look at it, Jared. It's only like $10 or $20, so it's not all that expensive, and it's really good value for money for families.
Yeah, like it's just $5 per event.
Oh, right.
If the athletes are already registered with Little Ats or Northwest Athletics or an athletics group, they just pay the entry fee. We do have a handful that aren't registered. They pay $10 registration, which gives them insurance cover from Athletics Australia. So it really is not, and we try to make it as affordable as we can.
All right, looking forward to seeing NewGen in action next week. Jared, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Martin.